September 3rd, 1939. The last minutes of peace ticking away. Father and I were watching Mother dig in our air raid shelter.
"She's a great little woman,"
said Father. "And getting smaller all the time," I added. 2 minutes later, a man called Chamberlain, who did Prime Minister impressions, spoke on the wireless. He said,
"As from 11 o'clock, we are at war with Germany."
I loved the "we." His lungs burning, his heart pounding, Connor raced full pelt round the banks of the tidal basin. The Jefferson Memorial was in plain sight. Tourists were spilling out of the dome structure and down the white marble steps. His eyes scanned among them for any signs of Alicia. Like a house of cards, Washington, D.C. seemed to be collapsing around him.
"This is certainly a beautiful country. In all England, I do not think I could have fixed on a situation so completely removed from the stir of society. Wuthering Heights."
This portrait shows the 16-year-old Cecilia Gallerani, the celebrated beauty and mistress of Ludovico Sforza. In it, Cecilia turns as if looking at someone, perhaps Ludovico himself. "Once, there was a boy, and the boy loved stars very much. Every night, the boy watched the stars from his window and wished he had one of his very own. The boy decided he would try to catch a star. So, the next morning, he set out at sunrise." Sadly, that was the last in the present series of Look How Great My House Is. If you enjoyed this program, you can catch it again in an hour on Channel 4 Plus 1, an hour after that on E4, or an hour ago on E4 Minus 1. To see a behind-the-scenes documentary on the making of this program, go to More 4 Plus 1 Squared and press the red button. For information on all of our programs here on Channel 4, More 4, E4, Film 4, Plus 4, 4 More, 4 Plus 4, Forgone, Forplay, Forgive, Forget, Formaldehyde, and For F*ck's Sake, why not visit us on our website, www.9.com. And now here on E4, it's time for the 4 o'clock news at 6:30, with Edward Paradine and the Thundercats.